Hey everybody, great news. This is a brand new podcast that I'm launching. It's called The Job Market Shit Show, and I'm going to run a few of the episodes here on Great Monday's feed, and you can enjoy that. But if you want to keep listening, please go over and type in the Job Market Shit Show apostrophe or asterisk for the I into your browser and follow along on the main on the Job Market Shit Show podcast feed. It's also a Substack, so subscribe there. Thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate it. And with that, enjoy the show. Who is going to be the first billionaire company with one employee? The CEO and everything else just run by AI and contractors. This is the question that leadership and executive coach Hank Wethington asked when we were having a conversation about fractional work. Hank has been in the business of learning and development for a long time. He ran L&D for advertising behemoths like Razorfish and Publicis. And we got on the phone to talk, well, Zoom, to talk about the Uberification of work and what it means that there is so much fractional work. And it got me thinking about a couple things. But here's first what he said about this sort of Uberification is what he's calling it, of jobs. What sounds great in practice, where it gives us all the options and a portfolio career, all of a sudden is doing what Uber did. Which is to say, hiring contractors and not needing to pay health insurance or being long-term committed. What does this mean for our economy? Is there a trend that is driven by AI, scarcity, and the new metabolism of work? I'm Josh Levine, and I've spent the last 20 years paying attention to how work actually works. Looking into technology, culture, incentives, and the stories we tell ourselves about capitalism doing whatever it's supposed to be doing. This podcast is me in real time trying to understand how AI is impacting job seekers, job hirers, and the job market at large, and maybe eventually what to do about it. I'm on a mission to talk to 100 people about what they're experiencing. This is the Job Market Shit Show. Question six: are jobs being unbundled right now? AI, scarcity, and the new metabolism of work. So, when I was talking to Hank, it forced me to connect it back to a couple things that I've been thinking about in this context of jobs and the job market. One is that we, I believe, are in now in a decade of scarcity. There is a trend towards extreme short-termism or short-term thinking, driven a lot by the attitudes, vibes, and policies of the federal government, and where the incentives to extract as much money right now with by ignoring future consequences is the tone, is generally the vibe. And even if you don't believe it as a corporate leader, the ecosystem is changing. And this drive towards short-termism is, I believe, forcing a scarcity mindset. And what that means is don't invest in the long term, which is code for who cares about employees. Don't provide any of the support. We don't have the money or resources. People will be always be there. We no longer have to provide health care benefits or 401ks and certainly not pensions. This is what I predict is going to happen. And this decade of scarcity, or some version of this, of course, is driving or is paired with what I've heard other folks sort of opine about this, the idea that an organization is really an organism. And I'm taking this model and using it to describe or justify, maybe not justify, but explain some of the actions, some of this bringing a bunch of people in for a ton of interviews and not giving them any feedback other than an auto rejection, bringing folks in. We talked a couple episodes ago about ghost jobs. These behaviors are bad, but they're not done by bad people. It's the system. And what I'm thinking about is how an organization acts like an organism, which is to say that if it can conserve energy or resources and doesn't need a particular function or appendage or behavior, that it's going to remove the resources from that just by the fact that other actions are more important. And so it's this, what I'm calling the new metabolism of work, where other things are more important than some of the more traditional behaviors and perks and ways that an organization used to work. For example, there was recently an ad put out by one of the AI companies describing that they are looking for employees who are ready to work, I don't know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that they offer zero perks. It's almost like a swing back of the pendulum back from when we used to get, all the kombucha on tap we could want, right? And on site, dry cleaning and pet care and all of those other things that the late 2000s offered. But it's an indicator to me of a larger shift. At the same time, you have AI drawing all of this attention where people perceive, whether it's actually or not, that to be the priority. Leaders perceive that the resources that once went to the humans are now going to AI. And so there is a major shift that's occurring. Back to my conversation with Hank. Fractional work is something that has been in the air for 10 years, but I have seen a precipitous uptake of number of folks who are calling themselves fractional or coaches or, executive leaders outside of organizations. And I wondered why. And I think one of the reasons, or a couple of the reasons, might be this market shift where organizations still need support. And if they can get 80% of the value for 50% of the price with someone who is a contractor or fractional leader, then they're going to do it. The whole point is that you don't have this. You don't have to pay the people if they're sick. You don't have to give them health insurance. And it's all perfectly legal. And so we're really shifting away from all of the gains that Americans earned in the progressive era, where we had these unions form to protect us. But organizations, if we think of them as organisms, are going to conserve energy. And that's why I think we're in this era of watching for the unbundling of jobs. Because if you can pick and choose and you don't even have to hire or fire, you can just bring on a consultant and there's plenty of people willing to do it, then organizations and companies don't have to expend that energy on any of those other benefits. Now, of course, it's not going to happen to every organization and it's not going to happen all at once, but I do think that we are going to see a collective tightening of belts and that is going to affect the shift in how we work and how jobs are defined collectively during this time of extreme short-termism. And eventually, sure, we might see companies swing back the other direction. But in the meantime, I do think that it's worth at least keeping our eyes open to this challenge and shift that we're watching evolve right before our eyes, driven by the promise of AI, the federal vibe shift towards short-termism, and the sucking out of all of the resources away from employees or workers, however you want to define them, and towards the owners of the assets. Right back to that question that we started with, which is who's going to be the first $1 billion company? Single person. This is an opportunity. All change is. And I think we should all consider many of those options where we're all becoming entrepreneurs. And even if we don't, that attitude, that entrepreneurial attitude, is what's going to help us survive inside of an organization that is trimming and trimming and looking to maximize their profits at the expense of the labor, the people who are doing the work. That's why I think jobs are being unbundled. And that's one of the trends that I'm starting to observe. Really interested if you're hearing the same thing. The Job Market Shit Show is brought to you by me and my company, Great Mondays, a change design consultancy helping HR and tech leaders implement and adopt change. You can learn more about it and my work at greatmondays.com. Are you swimming through the shit show? I'm collecting detritus and I need your help. Send me screenshots of that tone-deaf rejection email, egregious AI cover letter, or anything shitty. Send me your shit. Seriously, the shittier, the better. Stories at greatmondays.com. Speaking of stories, I'm collecting stories. So if you want to share your experience, I'm happy to have a conversation with you. If you're looking for work, landing a job, or hiring, let's talk. Again, email me stories at greatmondays.com and we'll schedule some time for a call. If you'd rather read or watch the Job Market Shit Show, you can find us on Substack and YouTube. And one last request, if this helped you think a little different about approaching how you approach job seeking or hiring, I would love it if you could share it with one person who might benefit from knowing that they aren't the only ones who might think that this job market is a shit show. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.